On today's Telling the Truth, the ministry of Stuart and Jill Briscoe.
If you have opened your life to him, if you've said, I'm sorry for this mess and this sin and this sins of omission and sins of commission, you just say sorry for all of that, put it at the foot of the cross, and invite his spirit to come into your heart. He'll come. He promised. He that then has the Son by his spirit living in his heart has eternal life. And what's it like? It's fullness of life. He said, not just any old life, life to the full. You say, but my life is full. Well, what's it full of? Is it full of things? Is it full of plans? What's your life full of?
Life can get so full during the Christmas season. So full, in fact, that there's little room left for what we truly need. Today on Telling the Truth, Jill Briscoe shares an encouraging message to help you slow down and rest in Jesus this Christmas. More from Jill soon. Before we get started today, we want to tell you about an exciting opportunity this month. Generous friends have offered to double your gift, up to $120,000, to ensure Telling the Truth finishes the year strong. We'll say thanks for your year-end gift with a copy of The Best of 2023, the most loved teachings from the Briscoes this year. So call today to have your year-end gift matched and request your copy of The Best of 2023. 1-800-889-5388. That's 1-800-889-5388. Or you can give online at tellingthetruth.org. Now, here's Jill Briscoe with her message, He Came to Give Us Life.
Who was this baby? Is going to be no ordinary child. I was thinking, Jill, you're going to have your first baby, right? And you will definitely be thinking, this is no ordinary child. Every mother believes her baby is no ordinary child. But this was an extraordinary child, birthed in a way that none of us have been birthed and none of your children have been birthed. God chose to do it this way. He chose to come. And when Jesus said, I am come, he said it to a lot of people that had got used to having him around and seeing him be a healer and be a helper and open the eyes of the blind and raise the dead and all of that, but they'd forgotten who he really was. And even Philip, even his closest people, said to him one day, if you just show us God, I'd be happy. Jesus, show us the Father. Just show us the Father. And Jesus said, look at me. You're looking at him. I've been with you 3 years. What's the matter with you? Don't you recognize me? And I often think, did Philip suddenly realize he had his father's eyes? I don't know. But as he looked at him, he saw God. Because God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. I came, said Jesus. And another thing that I always tell people when they're doubting the baby is any different from any other baby. The Bible is a most extraordinary book. It writes history in advance. So all the people in the Old Testament talked about the Messiah, the anointed one, God himself who had come in human flesh. They talked about him in the Old Testament from Adam all the way through to the end of the prophets. And they gave details. They gave details of which Bethlehem he would be born in. There were two Bethlehems. Bethlehem Ephrata, they said. And then another prophet said, and his lineage will be this, and traced it all the way from David, which, of course, Joseph and Mary's lineage was spoken about, their heritage, in the Old Testament. So these people are writing history in advance all the time. They're called prophets. And there are hundreds of prophecies about Jesus, not only about his birth, which there were, but that he would become a Nazarene and come from Nazareth. And we know that that was true. He grew up in Nazareth. And not only about what would happen when those 30 silent years were happening, the Bible talks about those as well, and where he'd be and what would happen, but it also talks about his ministry. And Jesus himself stood up in his home church, he said to his home church crowd, I am anointed to open the eyes of the blind and to help the oppressed and to set the prisoner free. And everybody in that synagogue knew that spoke about God coming in human form. All the prophets have been talking about it since Genesis days. And they looked at him. It says every eye was on him. And Jesus put the scroll together after reading it out and said, I'm here. And sat down. And the shock. Isn't this the carpenter? Yes. But this is God in a carpenter's body. And his life then began to show them all the prophecies were true. He opened the eyes of the blind. He raised the dead. And when people doubted his words, he said, look at my works. If you don't believe my words, watch me. See what God is doing through me. Feeding the 5,000 people. Miracles. Walking on water. Only God can do that sort of thing. And so prophecy came true. Some clever people that are mathematicians, which I am certainly not. I married a bank inspector, and when my checkbook gets in a mess, I open another account. So you can see we're very different. So this is something somebody told me, who is a brilliant mathematician, that the chances of all these things people said before it happened, of happening, the chances are nil. It's like throwing the Milwaukee phone book up in the air and all the names come out and they're all jumbled around in the wind and they all come down in the right order. That's the chance. Just by chance, Jesus, this man that lived, could have fulfilled all the things it said about him. And he couldn't have arranged it. I was arguing with a student not long ago. Jesus knew what it said about the Messiah and he just went around and magic man, he made these things happen and he looked, what does it say about me? And he pretended to be God. And I said, well, how did he pretend to be born in the right place at the right time to the right parents? And how did he pretend and get it all to work when he was on the cross? And it says in Isaiah that people will come and play a game for his clothes. Did he shout from the cross, hey, you guys, would you come over here and just, you know, throw the dice for my clothes so that people will know I'm the Messiah? No. Stupid. People ask us to believe what is wilder than the truth, that he was indeed God. I came, says God. In Christ. And what did he come to do? To give life. What sort of life? We've got life. Well, there's another sort of life we don't have before he gives it to us, and it's called eternal life. All of us want to go and live in heaven. Then you need eternal life to survive in heaven. To live in heaven, you have to have that sort of life. And this sort of life, human life, won't do. You can't live in heaven with the life that we have. We need to receive eternal life. What's that? The life of the eternal one. What sort of life does Jesus have? Eternal. Everness life. And he comes to give it to us. What does that mean? He wants us to receive his very own life. How can that be? Well, he died on the cross for us. He rose again. He went back to heaven. And he sent his other self. His life, his spirit. And that's how he can come into our hearts at Christmas. It's not very hard. Somebody said to me not too long ago on an aeroplane, I have wonderful conversations on all the aeroplanes I go on, and this particular person said, well, I don't get it. How can Jesus come into our hearts or our lives? And I said, well, I don't get it either. It's a mystery, but I said, it can happen. It happens. And I told him my own experience of being in an air raid shelter during the war, the Second World War, in case you're wondering whether it was the first or the second. And little girl of 6 in Liverpool, England, UK, and praying frantically, absolutely panicked as the bombs were coming down and down and down and down. And praying that God would stop the bombs. And he didn't stop the bombs. But what happened to me in that air raid shelter, I began to pray through the Apostles' Creed. I wasn't churched. I didn't know about Jesus. I wasn't a believer. But I knew the Apostles' Creed from school. And that's pretty good theology, I discovered. And so I began to pray to God the Father, and I prayed to God the Son, and I prayed to God the Holy Ghost. We called him not the Holy Spirit in those days. I prayed to God the Holy Ghost. And my 6-year-old mind just stopped, camped on that verse. It's the Holy Ghost. My mother believed in the Holy Ghost. My sister believed in the Holy Ghost? Did I believe in the Holy Ghost? Well, bomb fell. So I didn't care who he was. I began to pray to him. And I prayed fervently as a little girl of six. Oh, Holy Ghost, I don't know who you are and where you are, but please, would you stop the bombs? And please, would you help my heart? And I remember my little heart was going like this, and I was clutching my mother, and my mother was clutching my sister and I in that dark hole underground. And suddenly, into that air raid shelter came the Holy Ghost. Couldn't see him. Oh, I could feel him. And my little heart started to go slower. And I looked up to see if the Holy Ghost was helping my mom. And she had her head buried down, and my sister did, so I didn't know if he was helping them, but he helped me. And I just relaxed. And I just knew God had come somehow. How does God give me eternal life? He comes himself in the power of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit, of Jesus, other self, that he sent forth at Pentecost. He said to his disciples, I'm going away so I can send my other self. See? And that happened at Pentecost. And it can happen again and again and again all over the world as you and I say, I need eternal life.
You're listening to Telling the Truth. And today, Jill Briscoe is sharing why Jesus came. He came to give us life, and Jill tells us more in a moment. First, though, we wanted to share this note from a listener named Sammy. God has really spoken to me through Telling the Truth for 7 years now. I listened to Telling the Truth on the radio every day when I was at university and quoted you a few times in my assignments. Anyway, I listened to you preach pretty much every week since. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you so much for sharing, Sammy. That's the kind of encouragement your support today will help bring to more people around the world in the new year as you help share the teaching and resources of Telling the Truth so others can experience life in Christ. And we'd like to encourage you with a powerful resource called The Best of 2023. It's a collection of the most loved teachings from Stuart and Jill Briscoe this year. We'll send you the Best of 2023 series as thanks for your year-end support today to help send the timeless teaching of truth to more people around the world, trusting God to change lives. Your support makes it possible for people to encounter Christ and experience new life in Him. So please give generously. And thanks to a $120,000 matching grant, your gift will be doubled this month. So request your copy of the Best of 2023 when you call 1-800-889-5388. That's 1-800-889-5388. Or give online at tellingthetruth.org. Jill returns with more of her message, He Came to Give Us Life.
I asked the young moms, what do you want for your children? Oh, you say, I want them to be safe. Good. I want them to grow up and I want them to marry somebody that will care for them and not abuse them and not leave them. Yeah, pray about it. I want them to be good people. I just want them to love God. Of course I want them to love God. Do you want to live with them forever? I would hope. Do you believe that's possible? Well, only if you all receive eternal life is it possible. Because only people with that quality of life can live in heaven. And your job, my job, as a mother, is to declare that to the next generation and to generations to come. I am come, said Jesus, to give you my life and to give it to the full. What does that mean? Well, I remember at the age of 18 listening to a girl that was trying to explain all this to me. And I said, I think if I accept this Holy Ghost and all of this and ask for forgiveness, He's going to rob me of everything I want to do. I think He's going to make my life miserable. Of course, that's the devil's lie, but that's what I was thinking. If I became a Christian, and I said to her, what would I have to give up if I became a Christian? And she said, only your sin. I said, really? She said, do you need your sin? Sin doing you any good? How you're living, Jill, your lifestyle? Is that doing you any good? Is doing anybody else good that you love? that are friends of yours? And I said, no. So she said, that's what you'll have to give up. You have to turn your back on your lifestyle, Jill. You have to turn around. That's conversion, turning right around, 180 degrees. And that's what you'll have to give up. But I said, won't he make me miserable? And she said, he might give you hard things, but he'll help you bear them. He'll be with you in it. He's not going to make your life a bed of roses. He never promised that. In fact, he said, in the world, you're going to have trouble, but in me, you'll have peace. So you've got peace in the middle of the trouble. In the world, you will have trouble. She said, if you want to stay safe and secure, then ask the devil to do that for you. And he probably will. But if you want eternal life, then you receive it with all that comes with it, with a cross and all that that means. And I was blessed to have somebody to explain that to me. But there I received eternal life. And that was hundreds of years ago. And there hasn't been one day in my life I haven't been sure of what I'm telling you today. I believe he came to give us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. 1 John 5:11-12. Go and look at it in your Bible. He came to give us eternal life. This life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. He that doesn't have the Son doesn't have life, doesn't have eternal life. So if you have Jesus living in your heart, if you have opened your life to him, if you've said, I'm sorry for this mess and this sin and this sins of omission and sins of commission, you just say sorry for all of that, put it at the foot of the cross and invite his Spirit to come into your heart. He'll come. He promised. He that then has the Son by his Spirit living in his heart has eternal life. And what's it like? It's fullness of life. He said, not just any old life, life to the full. You say, but my life is full. Well, what's it full of? Is it full of things? Is it full of plans? What's your life full of? I have no doubt everyone here's life is full. But what's it full of? And Jesus said, if you would be full of me, you would be fulfilled. Not just filled with stuff that's not making you happy or satisfying you. Be filled with peace when everything's chaos outside you. When you've got your head buried and the bombs are falling. Peace. And here, he'll fill you full of things that everybody's looking for. Purpose, peace, and all of those things. The intangibles. Things that really matter. I was listening to Chuck Swindoll coming in, who's a wonderful Bible teacher, on some radio station. And he had just been to visit someone in hospital who just had a massive heart attack, and they'd opened him up and saved his life, and he had this scar just over here. He was a friend of Chuck's. And this man had simply said to him, take time for Cynthia. You never know. Make sure that you put your arms around her and love her and give yourself to her, Chuck, because here I am. I thought I had 5, 10, 20 years, and look at me. Don't know whether I'm going to survive this. And Chuck Swindoll said, God has filled my life to the full with family, with marriage, with children, not without bumps and not without problems, but the real things that matter are love and each other, not stuff, right? And most of us, lives are full of stuff. And you don't realize that till you get as old as me. And you look back and you think, what really matters? And I want to testify that when Jesus Christ came into my life, he came and he gave me himself and he filled my life full, absolutely full. When he asked us to give up everything, come with 2 suitcases apiece to the States, we did it. And my life was full. I didn't miss it a bit. Now we have a house full of junk this side of the Atlantic. Right. Stuff. Jesus didn't say, come to me and I'll fill your life full of stuff. He said, I'll fill it full of me. I'll fill it full of God. And then you will have life to the full. And so that's what Christmas is all about. We forget. So don't be afraid or ashamed of getting your symbols out and putting them all over your life. And all over your house, and all over your conversation. Great opportunities. I preached a sermon once here. Christmas is coming and so are the relatives. Not all of us are looking forward to Christmas. And the more brokenness there is in divorce and trouble, the harder Christmas gets. Take it from me. And how are we looking forward to it? By having a message to say, however hard it is and whatever's happening in our lives, His life will give us words to say, attitudes, peace. We'll be a messenger of peace and reconciliation. God will give us something to do. God will give us something to say. This Christian life is absolutely incredible. I am come to give you life and to give it to the full.
This is Telling the Truth, and you're listening to Jill Briscoe today as she helps you keep your eyes and heart on Christ this Christmas. Jill will be back to answer an important question about today's message, but before she does, when you give a gift this month to support the teaching ministry of Telling the Truth, your gift will be worth twice as much thanks to a generous $120,000 matching grant. As we approach the end of another year of ministry, your support is vital to ensure more people around the world can hear God's word taught plainly and clearly so they can experience life in Christ. Your gift will help send the timeless teaching of truth around the world, trusting God to change lives in 2024 and beyond. As thanks for your support, doubled by the match, we'll send you a copy of The Best of 2023. Which features the Briscoes' most loved teachings from this past year. It's sure to keep you encouraged and challenged to live for Jesus all next year. So be sure to request your copy of The Best of 2023 when you call today and give a gift to help keep telling the truth going around the world. And again, remember, whatever you give today is worth double with the match. Call 1-800-889-5388. That's 1-800-889-5388 or give online at tellingthetruth.org. Now, here's Jill Briscoe. Jill, how does Jesus, thousands of years after his birth, give life today?
Well, thousands of years after his birth, he had 33 years here on earth, culminating in a killing and a resurrection. And after he had been raised from the dead, not by men praying over him, but by God raising him from the dead, the Father raising him from the dead, then he appeared to people who believed he was crucified and dead and gone. And he stayed around for 40 days, actually, to make sure his disciples, who were skeptical, met him in person. He showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. Yeah, it was Jesus. Really Jesus raised from the dead. They're Jesus. He stayed around to show that he had come back. And he talked a lot about when he eventually went to heaven after 40 days, he would send forth his other self, the Holy Spirit, one exactly the same as him, a helper, one called alongside to help. That's what the words mean. And that he would come to live by his Spirit in his disciples and all those that would believe in him. So thousands of years after his birth, he can give eternal life, his own life, through the people he indwells. And that's you and me if we believe in Jesus and if we've received his Spirit. So we can tell people, I will show you how to receive the life of God himself. What sort of life did Jesus have? Eternal life. So when you receive Jesus, you receive eternal life. That's the sort of life he has. And that means that you can live eternally. You can't live eternally forever unless you have eternal life, and you can have it down here. So thousands of years after his birth, Jesus Christ can come into your heart by his other self, the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, and give life. Today, it's all true. It really is. Thousands of people all over the world have experienced it, and you can too.
Thanks for your insight, Jill.
We hope today's message encouraged you. Before we go, remember that when you give today to help keep Telling the Truth broadcasts like this one going out around the world, your gift will be doubled by the $120,000 match. So call now to give and remember to request your copy of The Best of 2023 with our thanks. 1-800-889-5388. 1-800-889-5388. Or you can give online at tellingthetruth.org. We're thrilled you were with us today on Telling the Truth. Join us next time as Stuart and Joel Briscoe share more powerful truth from God's Word. Listen in and experience life on Telling the Truth.